You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And as you mentioned, as you heard earlier in the show, we started looking at some of those potential at the time. At the time the stories broke, they were impending tariffs. We have since gotten confirmation that they would be implemented tariffs from the United States on steel and aluminium. And we're going to be taking a look at what those commodity tariffs mean for South Africa, but also potentially for the rest of the world. I'm joined on the line by Director for Mining at Modern Corporate Solutions, Peter Major, to take a look at this. Good evening, Peter. Lovely to catch up with you as always. Very interesting times that we are living in. Donald Trump is throwing a tariff toward everything.
Yeah, it seems to be, Jimmy. And when you figure out, there's probably 210 countries in the world, and I'm guessing the States probably trades with close to 200 of them. So I'm not sure if he's got a really big spreadsheet or if he's just throwing out blanket tariffs. Because if you read the small print in some of these announcements, it says he's looking at what each country is putting tariffs on from the States, and then he's trying to match that. But geez, I don't know if he's matching commodity for commodity or machinery for machinery, or if he takes average tariffs at one country. This is really complex. You can imagine you got 200 countries on your x-axis, and then you probably got 20,000 products on your y-axis. So if you're doing a spreadsheet here, it can get complex and people can get lost really quick. I think what's going to happen is Donald likes to yell first, scare people, and then expect them to come running to him and say, okay, what's really irking you, Donald? Let's work it out. And that's usually what happens. Most of these countries seem to resolve things without much change from the status quo, as far as we know.
Peter, when we look at it from that perspective, how many times can President Trump realistically get away with it before the international community call him out on that by calling his bluff and effectively just saying, no, we're not going to budge this time?
Look, I think what we got to keep in mind is the U.S. is still the largest, richest country on the planet. China is not too far behind. So if you're any of the smaller countries, you don't really want to lose that market. You don't want to lose the first and second biggest buyer on the planet. So the world probably is going to go to close to unilateral negotiations. I think they have anyways. I think every country tries to get what's best for it. And that doesn't make it complex. So if you're in America, whoever's dealing with your trade and industry, you know, is he doing unilateral trades one-on-one with 210 different countries? Or does he have some blankets? Does he say all metals imported into the country? I don't think so. I don't think it's that simple. So Donald likes to make things simple. But I think after he makes a statement like that, his advisors bring him the spreadsheets and the documents and they show him it's not that easy. We have to be more specific. And he'll probably tell him, okay, you guys sort it out. You know, I got the points on the board. You guys see how you can make them go higher for our benefit and lower for the other guy or something. I honestly don't know how it works, but it's a lot more complex than just what the headlines say.
Peter, when we look at the impact on South Africa, I mean, South Africa is a exporter of commodities into the world, not just into the United States. Are we anticipating that these tariffs are going to have a significant impact on some of our local commodity companies?
I think South African producers are pretty experienced and smart, and sanctions taught them they had to be like that. So we have pretty broad markets, and we sell most of our products are fairly basic, so they can go to almost any country, like chrome, gold, diamonds, PGMs, uranium, coal. So I don't think we're too much at risk. I think if Mr. Trump did put sanctions on any of our commodities, we'd have a pretty easy time selling them to somebody else who's just going to act as a middleman. And most of your audience isn't as old as me, but I can remember when Russia led the charge in 1979, 1978 against Rhodesia, and they humiliated the States and the UK saying, how can you be doing business with such a racist regime. And yet, when the West did stop buying chrome from Rhodesia, well, the Russians took it all. And naturally, they couldn't use it all, so they passed it on to the U.S. and Great Britain and the rest of the West. Obviously, they passed it on at a surcharge, you know, to make up for their effort. So I don't think South Africa would have a very hard time if the U.S. just flat out stopped buying our commodities. If they stopped buying certain products, then it would have a bigger jolt, like maybe some of our steel. But even then, we're so diversified in our markets, I think we'd survive it pretty easy.
Mm. Peter, some have argued that things like tariffs, particularly the kinds of tariffs that Donald Trump has been talking about for the longest time, only seem to make things more expensive in the US. And if you are to promote localization of industries and bring things back into the US, does the US have capacity to be able to localize every single industry and every single sector that Donald intends to put a tariff on?
I think they could eventually get the capacity, but you're right, Jimmy. It's going to be a heck of a jolt, because my experience in the States is if you're selling a can of beans for $1 and it's locally produced, and if the Chinese or the Mexicans or Canadians can make that can at 95 cents, most Americans I know go for the one at 95 cents. It's pretty hard getting the average American to buy local. They all think they're doing it, you know, they're really saving money. They're not that patriotic from what I've seen. Now, Donald may find ways of making them more patriotic. You know, if the whole world's against them, they might start doing that. But the patriotism we saw in World War II was pretty unprecedented. Then everybody is rallying to the cause. We're fighting a world war on both sides. But yeah, my experience there in the 60s, 70s, 80s, right up until now, the average American seems to have no problem buying something foreign, even if he just saves 2%, 3%. They're not very patriotic.
How will these savings then be impacted by the imported inflation that comes of these tariffs? I mean, alongside all of that is the cost of production can't remain at the same price, surely?
No, you're right. If they actually raise tariffs high enough to justify local production, you're going to have a rise in inflation without a doubt. So if because America does import more than any country on the planet, putting tariffs on most of those imports, I would think it'd have a pretty immediate knock on inflation. And I think that's why the Reserve Bank Chairman Jerome Powell is not in a rush to cut rates just yet. He wants to see what effect these tariffs have. How many tariffs are we going to have and how high are they going to be? Because they will definitely increase inflation in the States.
The global picture is getting messier and messier by the day, all thanks to President Donald Trump. We'll leave the conversation there, Peter. Thanks so much, as always, for the time and for the insights. Peter Major, Director for Mining at Modern Corporate Solutions, joining us to take a look at the latest round of tariffs on steel and aluminium implemented by President Donald Trump and his administration.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.